Right on this Monday morning, it is anything but business as usual, but one of the things that we do want to try and keep intact is our Monday feature, our Made in Michigan Mondays. And every Monday at this time, we talk to somebody involved in a Michigan company that's making things. Some of them are local. Some of them are elsewhere in Michigan. This one's local, and what a time to be in the soap business. Joining us right now from Looney's Soap Company in downtown Port Huron is Annie Jelinek. Annie, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having us. Thanks
well,
for thinking about us.
What made me think of you is I thought soap. Everybody's obsessed with hand washing right now. You guys make soap, so I would guess that even though people aren't venturing out very much, you're probably still pretty busy.
Yeah. It's hard because, we do a lot of events and stuff, and right now we have 3 canceled locally. But, we do a lot of mail order, and luckily we have great customers and friends and family who all have been continuously, buying and supporting and showing a lot of love to the local handcrafted businesses.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, up until a week or two ago, it's been pretty good in downtown Port Huron, hasn't it?
Yeah. January is always a little bit slower. I mean, for a lot of handcrafted art, we kind of slow down January through, April, it's a little bit slower, which is good because after Christmas,
you need a breather. Yeah, absolutely.
So, it gives us time to make and restock and do inventory and all that stuff.
So take us back to the beginning. How did this all start for you?
Actually, I wanted to make soap. My family has been making soap for over 6 generations, more of a necessity because, they were farmers and they did more of the necessity side of soap making. For me, I worked at the pharmacy tech for over 10 years, sorry. And I liked the science behind the formulating.
Mm-hmm.
So I just jumped in, and then when I met Lou, he's like, yeah, let's make soap. So that's actually how our relationship started. We started making soap back in 2004. So it's just been a steady climb up for, doing shows. We never expected it to be our full-time job. We just kind of liked doing it.
You just kind of fell into it, huh?
Yeah. It's kind of one of those, like, all right, well, I guess this is working, and, keep plugging along and see where we go.
You mentioned the science behind it, and without nerding out too much on us, can you kind of explain the science behind soap?
Well, I get a lot of people that say, they don't use lye-based soap. Well, without lye, there is no soap. So it's a chemical reaction between the different oils or animal fats, depending on, what you want, because every property gives a different feeling to the end product. So for, if you were to use milk in a soap, like goat's milk soap, it gives a creamier lather. So if you use a lot of coconut oil, it's going to be a bubbly lather. So there's each property you put into your soap gives a different end result. Some people say all soap is the same. It is not,
right.
Not the same. So it may, it does the same thing. It will clean you. But it, it depends on, because there's no all skin type is the same.
Good point.
So for me, that's the fun part that keeps me liking to formulate and come up with new ideas and try to, when someone says, they can't use like a regular soap, we'll give them a little sliver to try and say, don't spend your money, try it. If it doesn't work for you, that's fine. If it works for you, awesome. It's just, there's so much science that goes behind it. And, depending on when you make soap, normally it has to sit anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks to cure out and have the water shrink down.
Oh, wow.
So it makes a hard bar of soap. So it's a lot of pre-planning, making sure. So when people come in and they're like, oh, I want this soap, you'll have it ready next week. I'm like, no. It takes about 4 weeks for a bar of soap to be ready.
I'll be darned. I had no idea.
Yeah, well, a lot of people don't. So like I said, the biggest thing we face is people say they don't want lye soap. I'm like, well, or they want glycerin soap, which is glycerin soap is something that's nothing wrong with it. Normally it's a pre-made base that you get that another company makes so that you don't have to handle the lye. You can heat it up, you can color it, you can scent it, you can get really decorative, but you don't have the hands-on. Like, you don't decide what's in the ingredients. You can kind of pick and choose depending on the base. But also, these are like the major things that we hear all the time.
What is your specialty? Do you have a specialty soap that people are flocking in for all the time?
Well, we kind of do a couple different variations. So we almost all of our soap is cold process, which means there's different ways. There's hot process and cold process are the main ways of doing soap. Pot processes is when you heat up your oils and you have them in a pot and you basically cook it with the lye water or lye milk or lye beer or lye whatever mixture. You cook it in the pot. Cold process is when you put your oils in a bucket and then you take your lye water and you mix it and then you pour it in the mold. You don't cook it. So you let it sit. And there's really no right way. It's just a preference of what people like doing. And we make we have our veggie blend, which is vegan friendly, which wasn't really our goal setting out. It was just our most popular one when we started making soap.
Mm-hmm.
So like for the veggie blend, I don't use any animal fats. For the goat's milk, I use, tallow. Because like I said, there's no one right skin type. So it really just depends on the customer, but right. Our veggie blend is the most popular one.
So, and you mentioned that you do a lot of mail order business. It's got to be, anybody that does mail order business, it's got to be a lot of fun to see where these orders are coming from. You must have a lot of customers from outside of Port Huron, right?
Oh, yeah. Actually, most of our customers, it's funny because you can see it goes in a pattern. Like one month we'll get like a ton for the West Coast, and the next month we get like a ton for down south. It's kind of funny the way it rotates. And you can see there's popular states, too, like California, Florida, I order a lot, which is just weird because I've been to California, but not with my soap. So it's just one of those, it's really cool to see the people that are interested from all over the country. I mean, we used to ship out of the country, and that got a little cost prohibitive, but I've mm-hmm. shipped to, India,
wow.
All over the place.
That's
but
amazing.
It got so cost prohibitive. It was just like, ugh. I felt bad people were paying so much money for shipping on something so small because shipping just kept going up and up.
Yeah. Well, so in these days, though, it's mostly mail order, not a lot of people out actually coming to the store.
No.
If somebody wants, yeah.
We are open just because, we've got maybe one person a day coming in right now. But we're open because we have to mail out the packages and we're waiting on deliveries and stuff like that. And, we keep everything sanitized and wiped down. But no, it's definitely, I feel bad for all the businesses. I think we are one of the only businesses on our block right now that's open.
Wow. Well, strange times indeed, but you still got to make the soap. If somebody wants to connect with you online and place an order, or at least browse through your selection, where should they go?
www.loonies.com.
All right. Well, we'll all stop in when we can after we're allowed to congregate. But in the meantime, Andy.
Well, hopefully that's sooner than later.
We sure hope so. Well, we're all doing our part, social distance now, flatten the curve, and then we'll all be able to resume life as usual. Andy, great talking to you this morning. Thank you so
you
much.
Too.
And I hope to talk again. Take care.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Bye now.